Netflix's Italian language series Zero is a milestone, Italy's first show with a mostly black cast. Zero is a superhero fantasy meets coming-of-age story about young second-generation Italians. NPR Silvia Pagioli reports.
Fino a pochi giorni fa, ero come l'uomo invisibile.
Zero is the nickname of the lead character Omar, a young black Italian delivery man.
Ciao, Zero.
Like many people of color, he's more or less ignored by the white society around him. But his metaphorical invisibility soon turns into a magical power when Omar discovers he can actually make himself invisible. And he becomes a superhero who helps save his neighborhood from gentrification by greedy investors. Released in April, the series was written by Antonio Di Chele Di Stefano, a 28-year-old who has authored six novels. Born in Italy to Angolan parents, Di Stefano says his aim was not to write an anti-racism manifesto.
I wanted to use the emotions that we all share. It's laughter and tears that unite us, not the color of our skin or having the same opinions.
The series was shot in Milan, not just its elegant city center, but mostly its gritty working-class outskirts, home to many of Italy's growing migrant communities.
We are looking for stories that create empathy and emotions, and in order to do that, our story needs to be authentic and at the same time universal.
Ilaria Castiglioni is Netflix's manager for Italian series. She says the author knows how to convey the universal sense of insecurity and invisibility in coming-of-age stories.
Antonio has a strong voice, plus he had the second-generation experience, which is very unique.
An experience highlighted by the series' musical score. Starting with Zero Money, raps Marrakesh, one of Italy's top stars of the genre. The series' score and dialogue, peppered with the slang of second-generation youth, marks a breakthrough in Italy's usual TV fare. Netflix doesn't provide ratings, but reviews have been good, and the series is being hailed for opening up new roles for black actors who'd been relegated to stereotypes. Angelica Pizzarini is a sociologist of Eritrean and Somali origin who specializes in issues of race, colonialism, and gender identity.
Many actresses complained about the fact they've been cast to be prostitutes or to be dealers' partners or refugees coming with a boat.
Much of what's on Italian TV is even worse. Comedy teams using racial slurs and making slanty-eyed gestures to satirize political correctness or the use of blackface in variety shows. Pizzarini says the series Zero finally provides role models for young black Italians who don't see their worlds reflected in most mass entertainment.
This is so important for the kids and teenagers that will see this series and they will see that a black man, young black man, can be a superhero.
Italian Netflix manager Castiglioni says the company's goal is mostly to entertain.
And if we create good entertainment that creates a debate, that's a plus, a conversation that sparks, because it means that with our show, we hit the zeitgeist.
The Zeitgeist, a second-generation teen drama against a superhero backdrop, ends with a cliffhanger. But it's too soon, says Castiglioni, to announce if a second season is in the works. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.